But he himself, you, will be saved, yet so as through fire. Now, do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives or dwells inside of you? If anyone defiles, now this scripture right here, when I first started meditating on this scripture became very scary to me. When I thought about what this is saying, this scripture says, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. In other words, you and I, as sons and daughters of the King of the universe, we are the temple or the dwelling place of the Most High God. If you defile your temple with sin, there will come a place in your life when God will absolutely snuff out your life early. He will not continue to allow you to live in sin. He will take away your life. I have seen it many times. I have seen God do this to people that would not produce fruit for the kingdom of God. But it says, if anyone defiles the temple of God. In fact, right there I think about, I've had many experiences like this. But I think about a young woman a few years ago. She had a couple of children. She was about 25 years old. And when I was asked to come to the hospice house to pray for her, I got over there and I asked her where her husband was. Because when I asked her, I said, do you have any children? She said, I have two sons. I forget how old they were, but say 5 and 3 or whatever it was. And I said, well, where is your husband? She said, I don't have a husband. I said, how long have you been divorced? She said, I have never been married. I said, are you a Christian? She said, yes, I got saved at a young age. I said, young lady, what is it you don't understand about you shall not commit fornication or adultery? God says if you defile your body with sexual immorality, he will destroy your body or your temple. And she said, I didn't know that. I said, you know, it makes no difference whether you know it or not. I said, God still holds you accountable. So she didn't know these things. She was so weak, she really wasn't able to repent and really ask God to forgive her. And that poor young girl died. But I want you to, at 25, and left two young children. But I want you to listen to what this says here in verse 17. Paul's talking in Corinthians. He says, if anyone defiles the temple of God. Now, we just heard him say that we are the temple of God if we're born again Christians. If you're a born-again Christian, you are the temple of God. And you're not your own, you're bought with a price. So you better yield to the things of God. Because he says here, you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. You need to meditate on that a minute. That's one of the, I guess, let's don't call that a reward. That's a condemnation. That's definitely not the kind of results I want with my physical body as a child of God. I do not want the king to destroy my temple, my body, kill it, and bring me home. Because if he has to do that due to sin, he clearly says that I will lose all of my rewards. I won't get any crowns. If I am taken out prematurely, that means I did not serve the Lord with all my heart, diligently, did not do what he said, and so I would lose my rewards. I will get no crowns, and I will get no blessings, and it will cost me my life here on this earth. Now think about how many people do you know today that say they're Christians that's living in some kind of sexual immorality. Maybe you're one of them watching this show today. If you are, I want you to know you're treading on very thin ice, and it's already cracking under you. You're probably encountering many different problems, and if you're not, you will. And This word of God cannot lie. It clearly says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If you are a Christian now, this only if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this set of rules does not apply to you. But if you're a born-again Christian, this set of rules does apply to you. Now then, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So, if you are a child of God, do everything you can to walk totally, holy, in obedience to God's word. In verse 18 it says, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast. Now, in 1 Corinthians 3:21, this is a great, great promise to the obedient children of God. And I want you to meditate on this with me. Think about it. He just said in 1 Corinthians 3, if you defile your temple, your physical body, he'll destroy it, kill it. But if you'll be obedient and do what he says, I want you to look and see what he says is yours. Therefore, in verse 24, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. Now, this is to the obedient Christian. The obedient Christian, all things are yours. You stop and meditate on that. That almost is too good to be true, you think. You have to really begin to meditate on the Word of God. As you see the scriptures in the first part of 1 Corinthians 3 is telling us that God will go so far as to destroy the flesh, destroy the body, if you do certain sins. If you defile your body, your temple, with sin, it will cost you your life. Well, that's why so many Christians die early, because they don't know the word, they don't do what it says, and so they do receive the condemnation. Now then, think about this. If you're an obedient Christian and you're in Christ, you are a Christian, he says all things are yours. All things are yours. Whether you're Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God's. Think about that. What kind of a statement is that to an obedient child of God? If you are an obedient child of God, all things belong to you. He even goes and lists them. Life is yours and death is yours. You mean I can die when I want to? Or I can live? That's really what that's saying. The enemy will come by and try to take you out or try to put things on you. But when you learn what belongs to you, you will resist him, the devil, and you will live a long, healthy life. The Lord even tells you in Proverbs 4, it says, everybody that attends to his word, pays attention to them, and does what he says, it will bring long life to you and health to all your flesh. Well, the promises are here. All we got to do is believe them. As children of God, of course, many people do never put the two together, that for all things to be mine, I have to be obedient. You know, when you think about God being the Father and we're the children, when your children do good things, you bless them with anything you're able to bless them with. You help them. You do good things. You give them things. But if your children were disobedient, wouldn't do anything you asked them to do if they were mean. You walk in and say, son, I want you to help me. I want you to go out and mow the yard. And your son would blaspheme you. He'd say, you old fool, you want the blankety blank yard mowed? You go out and mow it yourself. Wow. If your son talked to you like that, he better be grown. He better be a grown boy, because if he's not grown, somebody's probably going to get a switch a hold of him. Well, you don't ever get that grown with God. Even whether you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 years old, you never get beyond the point of being a child. You're God's child, and he is able to take care of you. So, as an obedient child, all things belong to you. And if you ask God for something and you're obedient, he'll just pour out blessings upon you. He will answer your prayers. When you learn to pray in faith, he will do such great and mighty things for you. I mean, you can see him do such awesome things. In fact, when he says all things are yours, when you learn to pray in faith, I'll just tell you right here. One of the blessings or the rewards that came to me for being obedient and serving God, just a couple of years ago, I was down in Manly, Louisiana, preaching at a little church down there, and they brought a man to me by the name of Johnny Brumfell. This man had both knees crushed in an accident 21 months before this. A huge tree had fell across a tractor he was driving and fell on his legs and crushed his legs. Doctors done surgery on him, I understand, but they told him he'd never walk again. Well, I taught the Word of God in that little church about 2 hours that night. And then I quoted John 14, 13, and 14, where the Word of God says, for obedient children, we can ask the Father in the name of Jesus anything, and he will do it for us. Well, I quoted those two verses. I asked the Lord to restore the man's knees, and he had steel braces on, held them together. And after I prayed, I asked the man, did you believe? He said, I do. I said, well, then take the steel off and throw it away, and let's stand up and walk. That man took those steel braces off. I helped him stand up and helped him take the first two or three steps. And after that, he began to walk, and within 2 minutes, he's running up and down the aisles of that church, screaming, God is awesome. Let me tell you, God is awesome. And all these promises here on this earth is to his obedient children. If you will be obedient and do everything the King says, he will bless you with great and mighty things. These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.